welcome to another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. Guys, thank you so much for joining in for another episode. It's always great to have you guys here. I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving if you did spend it with family, and even if you didn't, I hope that it was one full of rest, full of gratitude, and presence. Holidays like Thanksgiving are great opportunities for us to reflect and to be grateful. Not that we need a holiday to do so, but it's just a gentle reminder of like, hey, you know, take some time to reflect on the good things and to just be grateful for those things. I think it's important that we take the time to do that every day, to have a moment of gratitude every day. But it's also good to have that at the forefront of a day of celebration. As I've stated the past couple of weeks, I have been trying to figure some stuff out. Well, not trying. I am figuring some stuff out. Really, what I'm figuring out is why I'm trying to figure something out when it's so clear to me. The decision is already made, and I'll have more insight for you sooner rather than later, but I'm more so trying to figure out why I'm trying to make sense of the fact that the decision is already made. The decision was made before I made it. I understand that this sounds really cryptic in nature, and it's because it is. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because I've been reflecting a lot the past couple of weeks, as I tend to do, but more so towards the end of a year. And the reason why I'm trying to make sense of things through my reflections I've gathered, it's because I have certain expectations on how my life is supposed to go and how it should have been going up to this point and how it isn't or how it is going up to this point. My question to myself, and also my question to you, if you have a certain vision of how your life is supposed to go, you have it all planned out, it's all perfect, have you ever asked yourself what that's based on? What about that vision, that expectation over your life that you've projected onto your life makes you so certain that that is meant to be your life? I think a lot of times we sabotage ourselves or even lead to our own struggle, pain, uncertainty, doubt, anxiety, because we expect something. And in certain situations, I think expectations are valid. But a wise person once told me that an expectation without clear communication is a losing game. So you have expectations over this life of yours that you want it to go a certain way, and yet you haven't clearly communicated it to yourself. What exactly is that supposed to look like? And how? And why? Why is this the life that you want? Why is it so important that you reach this point? What does it do for you? What does it supply you? It's important to question yourself when you are so committed to an expectation. Is this expectation truly coming from you, or is it a projection from someone else? When you really sit down and think about it, it's hard to expect something out of life when you've never lived life before. I was talking to my friend yesterday, and we were discussing how we have lost the allure of curiosity in life. Partly from our conversation, at least, and our thoughts. Partly could be because of the excess of information. All the information that we have at our fingertips makes us feel like we already know what to expect and we already know what's to come if we do X, Y, and Z, if we take certain routes, if we choose to do and live a life in a certain aspect. And to that access of information, there's another sect of information that tells you an opposite thing. And then another one that tells you something else. So we have gotten accustomed to living a life that's super structured and following every step and every blueprint. And we're following everybody's blueprint, but we're not leaving anything up to curiosity. We're not leaving anything up to play. The jovial nature of life. The acceptance of the natural flow of life. The understanding that you don't control life. You get to live it, you get to experience it, but it's a bit grandiose to believe that you have full control over it all because you have access to this information that told you exactly how to do it, which completely eliminates individuality, circumstance, experience, curiosity. Some random Joe Schmo told me exactly how to do this thing to get to this point. Yeah, I could believe him, but what are his credentials? What is that based off of? That's based off of his life. I don't know the details of his life. I don't know the access he had. I don't know the opportunities he's had. I don't know if he's even being sincere, and yet we are taking this as truth a lot of times. We don't know random people on the internet. And I know it's easy to believe that sometimes because some of these people put a lot of information out there that make us feel like we're connected, but we're not connected to these people. We don't know these people. So it is up to us to live our own experiences. It is up to us to have our own journeys. As much information as these people put out there about their lives, you don't know them. You don't know them. You don't know their intention. You don't know any of that. Everything this person could be saying and putting out on the internet could be for sheer entertainment only, not to guide you. Not everybody feels a responsibility to help others. Not everybody feels the purpose of service. And I think that's due to our deep longing for connection. We tend to slip into that trap of feeling like we know these people. I've caught myself doing it. I've fallen into that trap where you just watch some YouTube creator's channel and you've been watching it for a few years and you start talking about them as if they're your friends. No one is above this. Because arguably, you spend a lot more time consuming these people's contents and lives and developing thoughts about these things and listening to them and looking at them as a source of information more than you do your own life and the people in it. And you can't be around your friends 24/7, but if you want to watch someone's Instagram or YouTube all day, you could. But it's a one-way street. There's no true connection there. So with that being said, understand that all of this information out here is, some of it could be valuable. A lot of it is for entertainment. But there's one thing that they all have in common, and it's that they're living their lives. They're figuring it out. And it's up to us to do the same. Also understand that a lot of times the projection of expectations that come from people around us aren't always based in what is best for us, but rather what keeps us safe. And sometimes those can be the same, but a lot of times it's not. And in this case, I mean safety as in comfort, not safety as in actual safety from danger. Comfort is what we all seek, what we all strive for. And anything in our lives that would suggest otherwise seems ridiculous. Why would we willfully take on struggle? Why would we willfully put ourselves at risk of not earning a good wage, a good living? Why would we do that? That's the whole point. That's what it's all set up to do. Why else do we go to school if it's not to eventually reach a point of comfort where we get to, if you're lucky, do something that you love, earn a good living, retire, But for the most of us, you get to do something that pays the bills and gives you safety and security. There's nothing wrong with that at all, if that's what you so choose over your life. Nothing wrong with that. It's an honorable way to live. However, if there is something that is gnawing at you and you have the ability to do so, by do so I mean pursue it in some way, or at least explore the thought curiously with a jovial nature, I suggest you do. Because life shouldn't be revolving around paying bills. Everything you do shouldn't be to pay bills. At what point do we switch over? There is a need for curiosity in our lives. To approach our day-to-day with curiosity. To take a step back from these tools that are so deeply embedded in our society that give us a false sense of structure and security. You don't need to know everything. For what? Everybody wants to be a walking encyclopedia. The issue is that a lot of this information doesn't have true basis, and a lot of it can be based on opinions. Opinions that have been presented as facts. It's a very delicate dance. So I say this all to say and to encourage you guys is to have curiosity about life. Be curious about life. Ask questions about life. Question your thoughts, question your feelings. Question why you chose this life for yourself. Does it make you happy? Well, it would make you happy. If it does make you happy, why does it make you happy? What about it? I think we fear having these conversations with ourselves because we feel as if they have to lead to change. And there's nothing further from the truth. And I think that ends up being our issue a lot of times. Don't ever go into a conversation with yourself or anybody for that matter with the goal or the idea of wanting to change something. Approach every conversation that you have wanting to understand better. It is not our job, it is not our duty to change anyone, but rather to understand everyone. Don't inflate yourself to believe that you can change people. You can create the space for people to help them, guide them, maybe. But even at that, your goal isn't to change, it's to listen, to create space, to understand, to have empathy. And the same should apply to yourself when you're asking yourself these questions. Create space for yourself. Understand yourself. Understand why. It's only scary to have these conversations when we're afraid of the answers. And we'd only be afraid of the answers if we've been preventing ourselves from listening. So again, I ask, what are these expectations all based on and why? Why are you projecting them onto a life that you've never lived before? Thank you guys for listening. I love each and every one of you, and I hope you guys have an incredible day. And as always, be a little better every day.